North Shore 104.9 WBOQ Gloucester.
And streaming worldwide on the North Shore 104.9 app.
It's time for John Paul, the car doctor, on North Shore 104.9. Call today with your car questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-370-1049. That's 1-800-370-1049. John Paul, the car doctor.
And good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Car Doctor program on North Shore 104.9. My name's John Paul, the car doctor, here to help you with your car problems. And every time that intro plays, and, you know, and the person who did the intro is also the executive producer of the program, Jimmy Carter. And it says, call with your comments, concerns. I still, it makes me cringe because I know the next word's going to be criticism. And he left it out. I'm very happy because of that. Remember, you can hear us live every Saturday here at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11 on North Shore 104.9. That's 104.9 FM. Or, of course, the app, North Shore 104.9, NorthShore1049.com. So tap the app if you want to listen there. You can tell your smart speaker to do smart things and find us that way. And you can find programs, past programs, on the North Shore 104.9 website. And, of course, my podcast page, which is johnfpaul.podbean.com. And it's was just reminded, it's Father's Day weekend for all you dads out there. Put in your order now for a Mach 1 Mustang. I think that would be a good idea. And with us to kind of explain the Mach 1 Mustang is Ted Ryan from Ford. Ted, good morning, and welcome back to the Car Doctor program.
Hey, thank you for having me on this morning. I love talking about the Mach 1, and it's one of the heritage nameplates that's been away for 17 years, and it's coming back next spring, and it's an exciting vehicle.
And it's someone described it recently to me as somewhere between a Mustang GT and a Shelby.
That's it, and it's going to be at a price point between those two as well. So, in essence, that's what the original Mach 1 was. You know, my job, I'm the historian for Ford Motor Company, and I love the original Mach 1. It came out in 69 model year and was in between the Shelby and the Boss, but it was a street dragster is what people called it at the time. It had that look and feel. It had the shaker hood, a car that was designed to look fast even standing still, and the new one echoes that as well. It's a powerful car. And the look and the feel of it is just amazing.
And I'm guessing it's not going to have an electric motor.
No, this one will not have an electric motor. And it's interesting, too. There's a couple of different features about this one. For one of the first times in a performance package, it's going to have 10-speed automatic as well as the 6-speed manual that you would expect with any performance car. It's going to have a handling package. It's going to have an appearance package. Some of the features on it are just astounding. I love the color names on any Ford car. Fighter Jet Gray is in the appearance package. It's iconic silver, shadow black, race red. My favorite Mach 1 of all time is the one that James Bond pulled up in Diamonds Are Forever. And whenever you saw James Bond in a red Mach 1, you knew that some excitement was about to follow on screen.
Yeah, you're right. There was going to be a chase scene. There was going to be stuff blowing up. There was going to be a lot of things happening. And, you know, that's, you know, as the historian for Ford, you know, that's one of the things that we certainly see is a lot of Ford products that end up in movies and television. And they become, like with the James Bond movie, you know, really iconic to the brand after a while. When you think of that, you think of James Bond, but when you see James Bond in that car, you think of the Ford Mustang.
You do, and it's interesting, too, because this is replacing the Bullitt in the lineup, and the Bullitt was another Heritage Limited Edition that was based on the 68 movie Bullitt. So, but it's the iconic nature of the Mustang brand and the nameplates that go along with it. So the Mach 1 has had a couple of different iterations. It's been on hiatus for 17 years, so we're bringing it back. describe the look of the car. It didn't describe what's going to be in it. 5-liter V8 engine that produces 480 horsepower at 7,000 RPM. But it's also specifically designed and engineered to be a fantastic track car. We've completely rejiggered the aerodynamics of the front end to make it hug the ground even at high speeds and corners. We're calling it internally, and I've been working with this team for a while, as they wanted to know the history of the Mach 1 as they're creating the new one, to have something that performs. And it goes back to the days when the first Mach 1 came out. It was a street racer. It was a car that you could go fast in, and believe me, you can go fast in this one as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that you just said that kind of made me perk up a little bit is a 7,000 RPM red line, which, you know, today's engines, we've seen some of the red lines come down a bit. 7,000 RPM combined with, and I'm going to say you subtly took a shot at another car by saying a 6-speed manual transmission like performance cars are supposed to have.
I would never do that.
You're absolutely right. 6-speed manual transmission like performance cars are supposed to have. But you combine that 6-speed manual transmission, and even though the 10-speed transmission can probably shift better than 99% of all the humans out there, there is something magical and mystical about a manual transmission and perfectly executed shifts, especially at the top of the red line when the engine's winding way up and you're making all of that 480 some odd horsepower. So it sounds just because of that, I have to imagine the sound is as impressive as the car itself.
Unfortunately for me, I was not out at the track last week when they took it out, so I didn't get to hear it, but I did talk to one of the guys who drove it. He said, you can't believe the look, the feel, the sound is everything that you want in a performance car. A couple of other interesting factoids. This is the first performance package, limited edition package like this, that's going to be offered globally. So this car will be available on a global basis, even on right-hand drive, for sale around the world. And while we're not giving the exact numbers that are going to be produced, it will be a limited edition run, just as the other Mach 1s were limited edition runs during their heyday.
And you mentioned the inspiration, I guess, of the car. Taking inspiration throughout all of the Mach 1, lineup. If this was TV, it would be a whole lot easier, but radio is a little harder. Can you give us sort of a feel of the car as far as compared to a Mustang that we see today?
Go to the Ford YouTube page, and we just released a video, which I absolutely love. We worked on that video for ages. It shows one of my favorite things that gives me goosebumps is it shows the new Mach 1 flanked by two vintage Mach 1, 69 model year Mach 1s. Mm-hmm. And the look in it, that will tell you alone that the look and feel of the original Mach 1 was recaptured. One thing that may surprise people and may upset some diehards is there is no shaker hood on this car. The shaker hood was one of the features of the original Mach 1. But in reality, that was a feature that was required because it allowed more airflow into the carburetor system. We don't need that for this one because it's been engineered. The way I'll describe it best is that, and I drive a 2020 Mustang, and I love Mustangs, is that this car looks meaner. This car looks fierce. When you see it coming up behind you in your rear view mirror, you're going to know the difference between this car and another Mach 1. The appearance packages are refined and detailed. The performance, the sound, everything about this Mach 1 is going to feel a little bit different from your regular Mustang.
Yeah, just looking at some of the pictures, even just the exhaust looks meaner.
Doesn't it? I hate to use the word mean with a car, so I use fierce, but the first time I saw the photos and the video, I was like, holy cow, that's a fierce-looking car right there. And it has a different look and feel from the Shelby. Every Mustang special nameplate is different. This one looks different to me from the Bullet, and the interior, they've done some heritage tweaks, like the striping in the seats to mimic the original one or echo the original one. And with the appearance package, some of the striping patterns and a matte black finish, and putting the Mach 1 at the back of the car. So the pony's in the front and Mach 1 badging is on the back of the car, both done in matte black to echo what was done in 69.
Now, you said it's the most track-ready Mustang produced. Is it kind of, I guess, is that kind of a badge of honor, or do you expect people to actually take this out on the track? Do you have any
expect
any
them to take it on the track? Yep. You know, this car was designed to be track-ready but roadworthy. So you can drive it to the grocery store, but if you want a fun weekend and book some time at the track, this car is going to be ready for you. And it was designed with the track in mind, but at the same time being a roadworthy car. And just in general, I see more people taking cars to track. You know, it's exit valve. It's a fun way to go have fun in your vehicle. And so we've designed a Mustang that's going to it's going to be a monster. It's going to be a beast on the track.
Yeah, and I. There, you know, there was a few years out there of the Mach 1s that was not my favorite year. The first year certainly was the one that I really liked, and I think this really does pay homage to that. And you're right about the track. There is a private track here out in Massachusetts, and I went for a hot lap, and the guy I went for a hot lap was in a Mustang. And that he owns some sort of security company or something. But you're absolutely right. He went out not to race competitively, but to race against himself, looking at his times and tweaking his car and going back out and seeing if he could get better and better. And I said to him, "Is there at a point with going out with your Mustang that doesn't make you happy?" And he said, "Only when I do something that all of a sudden I'm a little bit slower." He said, "I'm sort of like, I don't play golf, but my golf friends tell me golf is fun as long as your score doesn't go up." And he said, "I feel the same way when I take my Mustang out in the track. When my time keeps going down, I feel good about what I've done, and I feel good not that I've done something mechanically to the car, because that's part of it too, but I also feel good about how I'm adapting to the car and getting better." And yeah, if people are going to take this car out on the track, I think that's going to be a great way to, you know, really, like you said, a relief valve for the day-to-day stress of whatever it is that people do. Which makes it real interesting. Let's talk about some dates. When is it going to be available, and when can people order it?
It'll be available in the spring of next year, and honestly, I don't know the order window, but if you either track FordPerformance.com or Ford.com, you can put your reservations in, and I'm sorry, I'm reading back through my notes, and I don't see an order window, but I know it'll be available in the dealerships as early as spring of next year.
So if somebody's looking for that perfect Father's Day present for next year, they can
print out online today and print out a picture from FordPerformance.com or media.ford.com, and print out a picture of it and slip it in an envelope and give it to your father or your husband and say, "Here, delivery in spring of 2021.
Yep. And you know, we just went by Mother's Day. Same thing. You know, you can do the same thing. Yeah, you can do the same thing. It's, you know, some of the Ford Performance cars actually had a rear seat delete. Is this going to have a rear seat?
Oh, goodness gracious. You asked a question I don't know. I'd be making up the answer if I answered it. So, not sure.
I do that, you know, that all day long. Yeah.
So. Well, that's always the easiest thing to remember is the truth. So you stump me. I don't know, but I can look it up and we can get back with you on that one.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, and again, looking at the pictures, having you tell us about the engine, and this is also an engine that is, it's not short on torque either.
No, what is it? 420 pounds of torque at 4,600 RPM. It's a powerful engine. And they took some of the best of the components of the Shelby GT350 including the intake manifold, oil filter, to increase the oil cooling capability. And they took some of the transmission features from the GT350 as well. So took the best of the GTs, combined it with some new aerodynamics. And it's interesting, too, because one of the siren songs on the Mach 1 was the original Mach 1 was designed in the space age when Ford, most people don't know, but Ford built Mission Control at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. We actually built the thing, and we had Ford Aeronomics that had numerous satellites in orbit. And the original Mach 1 incorporated that space age technology and aerodynamics, and this new one does the same. It takes some of the aerodynamics, actually, ironically, from the Mach-E and incorporates the new aerodynamics to change the airflow to keep the car hugging the ground even at high speeds.
Now, I think Mach 1 is like 750 miles an hour. Will this Mustang go that fast?
No, it won't go that fast. Well, the original Mach 1 was named in honor of Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier and all the work that Ford was doing in the aeronautical space at that time. So the trick on this one is use the aerodynamics to keep the car on the ground. That's the goal.
Right.
Keep it hugging as tight as you can, even on the track.
Do you know, did Ford bring out any of the original folks that maybe were still around when some of these Mustangs were built to kind of get their view, whether it's people that are currently working at Ford or maybe some of the old timers that come out and, I mean, you're so fortunate that you get to look at all of the history of Ford Motor Company, but I was just wondering if, anybody was still out there that said, back 50 years ago when I was 20 years old and I had something to do with the Mustang, just curious if Ford kind of looked at some of the, got some opinions from those folks.
I don't know specific opinions, but I will describe the Mustang design community as a very, very, very tight community. With the retirees, there's even monthly meetings of retired engineers, retired designers. And so there is a lot of communication back and forth between the original designers of the vehicles and the new designs of the vehicles. And having worked with both the Mustang team and then in a few short weeks we'll be launching the Bronco team, the designers, men and women, they love the vehicles they work on. And a lot of the Mustang folks, once they're on Mustang, they don't want to move to a different project. And, you might see somebody that's designed both the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth generation Mustangs. They've been on the projects that long. So there's a passion for the passion from the designers and a passion for the vehicles they design and produce.
Yeah, I guess it would be hard to go from Mustang to Fusion.
It would be hard.
As good as that car could be, but the idea of a performance car and the performance of the car, the idea that Mustang just stirs emotion in people. People remember their first Mustang, the time they first saw it, I remember years ago I talked to Hao Tai-Tang and I said to him, how did you get with Ford? And he said, when I was in Vietnam, I saw a Mustang. And he said, I loved that car when I saw it. And, the idea that Mustang inspired him. And I think, when I was 17 years old, I had a 66, 289 convertible Mustang. And, I think whenever I see a really cool Mustang, it just brings me back to any of the Mustangs that I've seen over my life. And I think that's part of Mustang's heritage is it inspires emotion and passion with people. And that's what's really good about it. So, again, the best place to find information is, what's the website?
FordPerformance.com and or Ford.com. But if you want to watch that killer video, it's at the Ford channel on YouTube. So just go to YouTube and type in Ford channel. And it's watching that video, if you're a Mustang fan and you don't get goosebumps, I'm going to be amazed.
I guess it sounds like you got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps, and I've seen the thing 50 times. I still get goosebumps.
Yeah.
And when you see the flying V formation with the two vintage and the new one going down the track, that's the stuff that that moves me every time.
Well, it sounds good, and maybe we'll get to talk to you in the future about the new Bronco when it's released.
Just book me on. I love talking about the Bronco. I've worked on that project for two solid years and can't wait to finally get to be able to talk about it.
There you go. Hey, Ted, thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday and joining us up here in Massachusetts.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye now. And have a great Father's Day, too. My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. Why don't we take a break, pay some bills? See what Jim's got for music there? Perfect. If you want to join us, our phone number is 1-800-370-1049. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Frank of Boston Fence and Vinyl in Historic Beverly. Let us show you how the right fence can enhance the beauty and define the lines of your piece of the American dream, your home. And remember, one if by land, two if by sea. Paul Revere's on our logo and the estimate's free.
Call the original Boston Fence and Vinyl for an appointment today. 1-800-585-7753. That's the original Boston Fence and Vinyl. All roadside assistance is not created equal. Join AAA, a trusted roadside provider that puts members first. AAA trained technicians arrive fast and always attempt to fix problems on the spot to get you back on the road quickly. For a limited time, new AAA members can join with two drivers for the price of one. That's more than 55% off two annual memberships. Visit AAA.com/join.
Edible arrangements. Father's Day's coming up, and as a dad, I love chocolate-covered strawberries. And not only for dads, it's a great gift for grads. It's Grads and Dads Weekend at Edible Arrangements of the North Shore. If you place your order in advance at 978-536-7010, it's free delivery on Father's Day up until 3 p.m. EdibleArrangements.com, 978-536-7010, and there's nothing better than the gift of fruit, especially dipped in chocolate. EdibleArrangements.com.
Hi, folks. It's Kevin Michaud from Michaud Mitsubishi in Danvers. We're an essential business that is safe to service your car, or if you need a new vehicle, we have 350 pre-owned vehicles and new vehicles to choose from. They all have been cleaned and sanitized, and they're safe. We're practicing social distancing, and we have cleaned our showroom and sanitized. We have no interest for 84 months, and we're deferring payments up to 120 days.
That's right, Dad. Mitsubishi has three of the lowest-priced all-wheel drive SUVs on the road right now. The Eclipse Cross, the Outlander Sport, and the 7-passenger Outlander. Mitsubishi is known for its safety, reliability, and value. All of our SUVs come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Let's bring some fun back to this summer. Come down and drive the brand-new, redesigned Outlander Sport. The Outlander Sport is low as $19.99. Or, if you want a lease, payments as low as $138 a month.
MichaudAuto.com.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out
and welcome back to the Car Doctor Program on North Shore 104.9. Remember, you can always, if you're listening on an FM radio, that's great. But if you also want to listen online, tap the app at North Shore 104.9. You can listen live and listen to all the great programming that's here both during the week and on the weekends. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Car Doctor. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, got a question. I'm usually the person that people come to in the family if they're looking for cars. So my brother-in-law is looking for a new Toyota Tacoma. Not the TRD, but one of the ones that's a little less, but with leather seats yep. and such. Two questions. One is, they don't seem to be a lot of them out of there. And number two, is there really a shortage of cars right now?
Depends on what it is. I mean, there was about a month and a half ago, there was a huge surplus of cars. They couldn't figure out, it was sort of like gasoline or oil. They couldn't figure out where to put it. And now all of a sudden, there is, and the other thing is with companies like Hertz going bankrupt, and, you know, you think about Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty, they buy a ton of cars, and all of a sudden those cars weren't being sold, but all the plants were shut down. So for a while where, you know, there was typically a 15 or 20 day backlog of inventory of cars, that has kind of gone away. So, it went away to, and there was like a 50 day backlog of cars. So there was way more cars, but now it seems like it's gone the other way and people are buying. I know I was talking to the people at our finance department at AAA, and they were saying this past month is the highest number of car loans that they've written in the past 7 months. So people are all of a sudden starting to buy, which, again, reduces the inventory, and the plants are just starting to get back up and running, and that could explain part of it. An old coworker of mine just bought probably the truck you're looking for, and he I think it had to come from a dealership out in Pennsylvania because he didn't want the TRD option because he didn't want the firmer suspension, the little higher look, but he did want all the bells and whistles in it. He wanted the better interior, similar, and it took him a couple of dealerships to find it, and one of them said, yeah, we can get it, but it's going to be a few days because we're going to have it shipped in from a different dealer. So, yeah, a little bit that's the case. So,
yeah, I guess no deals. And the other thing you may find interesting is that, you know, I watch a lot of the financial shows on TV. And two things is I didn't realize this is that no more carpooling. You can't carpool under the coronavirus. And number two is everybody is scared to death about getting on public transportation. So I think that's kicking up the car sales right now also.
Yeah, it you know, even though the economy is as weird as it's ever been and unemployment's high, and the unemployment seems to have affected people that buy, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 cars, not necessarily people that are gonna buy, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 cars. So I think those people are still, you know, their companies have made arrangements, they're working at home, they're being productive, and things are going okay. And I think that's, you know, that's certainly the case. And you're right, people are not on public transportation. When I went to Florida 2 weeks ago, the flight down had empty rows. I haven't been in a plane with an empty row. I don't remember when the last time was. And the flight coming back, JetBlue purposely left out every middle seat, which is what most of the airlines are doing now to try to, you know, offer a little bit of social distancing. But yeah, I mean, all the surveys that we've shown or seen so far, the summer is going to have a lot of people road tripping, not a lot of public transportation. You know, people are, you know, the cruise industry, for all intents and purposes, isn't going to do anything till maybe next year, and then they're going to start to get busy. So you're right. There's shortages here, and there's excess at other places. So I drove by a Volvo dealer the other day. I thought they went out of business. There was where there was normally 40 cars in their front lot, there was 7.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, listen, I'll end with this. It's a great day to own a Mazda Miata today, let me tell you.
I think you should have the top down, driving around, enjoying it. Maybe a little bit later this afternoon, go get an ice cream somewhere.
That's exactly what I'll do. Thank you very much for my
phone
call.
All right, thanks, Michael. Bye-bye. This is a story that, I don't know, might make some people sort of sad. It says, flooding caused by two dam failures in small town of Sanford, Michigan, destroyed an irreplaceable collection of about 20 Pontiac Fieros just as the owner was preparing to sell them and retire. Fieros Forever, a small museum and shop dedicated to the mid-engine two-seater, was inundated May 19th with up to 10 feet of water. Sanford Village Hall was picked up by the current and pushed into the Fiero shop, destroying both. The walls are blown out. His prize engine that was to be the centerpiece of the auction was swept away, and his kit cars and Formula One cars all scattered all over downtown. Cindy Fellows, the daughter of Forever owner Tim Evans wrote on a GoFundMe page, all the cars are severely damaged. The fundraiser reached its goal of $5,000 last week with many of the donations. The picture has some Fieros out front, I guess, on a good day, and then it shows Fieros upside down in a riverbed on a bad day. So didn't know there was a Forever Fieros. But, hey, with us on the phone is Ray Cody, and Ray is calling us from Telluride, I think. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, John Paul. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And you have to do with one of the top 10 car shows in the country. Can you tell us about that?
I can. Thank you. But, hey, can I mention first about the Mustangs?
Sure.
I got to tell you that I went to Shelby, to the Shelby Bash, which is an annual event. And Gary Patterson, the president of Shelby, had offered. We went to the track, and I got a ride in a new Shelby. And, you know, I've never been in a car with a professional driver before. But I got to tell you, I was begging him to slow down. It was the most exhilarating automotive thing I've ever done in my life, and I'm a car guy. But I've never ridden with a professional driver or a guy with Gary's game behind the wheel. And
it is pretty amazing. Years ago, I was down at Road Atlanta, and I was out with Dave Murray, a professional Porsche driver, and I was in a 911. And he's driving around the track at pick a speed, 150 miles an hour or something.
Yeah,
and he could have been smoking a cigarette and drinking a cocktail at the same time. It was just so relaxed, and he knew where everything was. And then we changed positions, and that's when I became scared. I wasn't scared when he was driving because he was so relaxed. But when I got behind the wheel and I tried to do a little bit of what he did, I think I scared him
totally
at some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally understand. Well, yeah,
with your festival style car show, give us a little bit of background. How'd you get involved in this?
Well, I'm a lifelong car guy, but I've never been in a position to own any cars because I raised a family and I had four children, 12 grandchildren. In 2015, I was a hotel developer, and I sold my brand, and I wanted to do something here in our community. I love this town. We are a festival community. That all being said, the car festival idea kind of came to fruition, and we started it in 2015, and we in our first year event, we had two 918s on the golf course. They weren't even just freshly off the boat, and we had two of them owners here in Telluride. John Paul, Telluride is that kind of community. It's just a really cool place where billionaires and Rastafarians are neighbors. Everybody seems to get along well in this little community. We are the highest elevation ski resort in North America, and we're mostly known for our ski stuff. But we have a full slate of summer schedules, from music festivals to balloon fests to this automotive event. So that's kind of how it started in 2015.
Yeah, and just the idea of the, you know, as beautiful as the cars are, I was looking at earlier this morning, I was looking at some of the pictures of the event, and the view and the background is just stunning.
It's hard to beat. We are the highest concentration of 14,000-foot peaks in North America. Generally, we're snow-capped year-round, and it makes a beautiful backdrop. In the fall, the reason we call it Cars in Colors is because our autumn, the aspen forest is changing colors, and it puts off from reds to golds to, I mean, it's just spectacular, and it all happens kind of within about a 10-day period of time. So October 1 is generally a peak, and we've been fortunate each year to capture the colors in their full spectacular glory. You know, I go to car events all over the country, and I've not attended any in New York or Boston area. I go from Amelia Island to Pebble Beach. We have a big custom-wrapped coach Telluride Festival of Cars and Colors, and we We like to invite the people that win those shows to our event in Telluride. But what I'd like to do with your listening crowd, John Paul, is that if I can, is offer you 100 free tickets to come to our event. Since we haven't been able to travel this year, we're reaching out. And so if you have any car clubs or group individuals who are listening to your show that would like to come to Telluride, and I know we have a lot of Boston natives that live in this community, but I'm offering you 100 free passes. They're $300 a piece. They're a 4-day pass. And if they get here on Thursday, you can book at the Peaks Resort Hotel. If you get here on Thursday night, you will be a part of the national launch for Bugatti's champagne, which they will be doing here at Cars and Colors in their carbon fiber bottles. Have you seen those, John Paul?
I got a news release about it, and I have to admit, when I first got it, I kind of chuckled to myself. I'm like, oh, seems like a little bit of a waste of carbon fiber, but the idea that anything that says Bugatti on it is pretty amazing. Let's talk about the festival schedule, the dates and so forth. Like you said, people are not traveling right now, but hopefully people will be able to travel as the event comes up, as the world is starting to open up a little bit more. But give us the dates and how we can find more information.
Well, it's the last week of September. It's a week-long event. It was Cars and Colors. This year it starts September 24th, and then it runs 4 days. We've added 3 days. We got approached by a Corvette group that loved our event and said, can we piggyback? Can we create Corvettes in colors and tack it on the top? So we did that inaugural launch last year. So we are the last week of September. This year, John Paul, I'd like to share with you that we have the highest elevation aviation event on Earth here at our Telluride Airport. We've got microjets and military aircraft, and Telluride, being at the elevation that we are, we own that designation of being the highest elevation commercial airport. And so we're going to have an air show up there. We've got cars staged on the golf course behind the Peaks Resort Hotel. We stage cars down Main Street. We have a $1 million road rally where we give away beautiful $10,000 type jewelry pieces. We've done that in past years. We're working with our sponsors this year to see what we're doing. But it's just a nice time to get away. You know, I hope and pray that at that time of the year that that we are healing as a nation from COVID, and that that things can start to resume. We're prepared for the best, and we're prepared for the worst. That all being said, we'll have all of the safety things in place. Ford Motor Company, our local dealer, is going to work with us to get some face masks, say Ford on them, and it's going to happen. I got a grandson that just walked in. He's 3. He says, good morning, world. So that's the show, John Paul. And like I say, if you have car groups that want to be a part of the festival in Telluride, it's 2 months out, plenty of time. If you've got car show fever real bad, we've got the cure in Telluride, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it certainly
sounds like you do. And my full-time job at AAA, I was just on a call yesterday with our travel folks, and we use another data company, and we've done a lot of surveying, and people are deferring some of their bigger vacations to the fall. And it sounds like they're going to be a lot more road trip style vacations. So whether it's, fly out and then kind of road trip and see the country that way, there's so much of the country to see that people never get to see it. And like you said, your area is a spectacular area where people from your area, sure, they know about it, but some other folks, last year out here on the East Coast, there was the Newport Concours d'Elegance, which Jay Leno spent 3 days at with his crew, and just to see the passion of people that showed up with everything from, you know, maybe a slightly rusty 1960s car just to go into the Cars and Coffee event to, I was doing my show from there, and I was with a pretty well-informed car guy, and we both saw something go by and said, what the heck is that? And it was It was an Italian exotic car that neither of us had ever seen before. And just the idea that these events, you know, unlike the regular, you know, car shows that people go to, these festival style events that sort of take over town for a period of time, people can plan a vacation around it. They can plan, even if they have, you know, their idea of collector cars is the Matchbox car they had when they were a kid, and they don't have either the finances or the space or the time to be able to do it. But the idea to be able to carve out 5 days out of the course of a week in the fall to come to some place like Telluride sounds pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It is a unique place. I've never, you know, I go to car events, and I've never been to any place like this. I think we own the best venue on the planet. And while your listeners are out there, if they would vote for our, if they've been to Telluride, and so that they can give it a fair judgment, just consider that there will be Bugattis and Ferraris and the best cars on the planet. We've had Paganis here. We've had, you know, in 5 short years, we had the Kennedy cars, John Paul. We had the ambulance, the hearse, and the personal car of JFK. A local resident here is Jerry O'Rourke. He was one of JFK's lead security details, the Secret Service. So he talked about that day in Dallas. And for guys our age, it was an emotional evening that night. It really was.
I bet.
The Telluride Festival Cars and Colors. Go online, have your readers go online and research the community and the other schedule of festivals that this community has, even if they're not car guys. Maybe they're jazz people, or maybe they like bluegrass, but we've got it all here.
Maybe they like to see hot air balloons.
We've got that festival. Sure do. We try to cater to everybody, but the most important thing is that they just come and enjoy the beauty of this community.
It sounds fantastic. So carsandcolors.com is the website, and you can go to Facebook and Cars and Colors as well, right?
That's it. And I sure appreciate you taking the time to share this.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Tell your grandson I said hello.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi. and the other part of it is we'll see if we can make some people really happy for Father's Day. Maybe we'll figure out how to give some tickets away and we'll chat a little bit later and figure out how to put all this together and make it work. But it sounds pretty exciting. So hey, Ray, thanks for taking some time out of Saturday. Have a happy Father's Day, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you, John Paul. Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a good day. Folks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that music means we need to take another break. It also means the phone lines are open right now. If you would like to call us, the phone number is 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. I don't know. Maybe we'll give away some Cars and Colors tickets. $300 tickets? Now, you do have to go to Telluride. Jim, you going to Telluride? I bet you would. Anyway, we'll be right back. My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor program. You're listening on 104.9 FM or NorthShore1049.com.
Summer at Salem State has something for everyone, including undergraduate and graduate classes. Summer classes are a great way to get ahead, complete prerequisite work, earn professional development credits, or complete your degree. No place so close can take you so far. Check out all that Salem State has to offer this summer at salemstate.edu/summer. Register today at salemstate.edu/summer.
Have your morning coffee with me, Mark Friedman, host of Dollars and Cents, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We'll start your day with financial advice in a language you can understand.
All roadside assistance is not created equal. Join AAA, a trusted roadside provider that puts members first. AAA trained technicians arrive fast and always attempt to fix problems on the spot to get you back on the road quickly. For a limited time, new AAA members can join with two drivers for the price of one. That's more than 55% off two annual memberships. Visit AAA.com/join.
Teresa's Italian Eatery's outside patio is now open for dining, weekdays starting at 3, and Saturdays and Sundays from noon on. Reservations are highly recommended, but not required.
Hi, I'm Nick Geva from Teresa's Hospitality Group, wishing everyone good health. Let us do the cooking. Enjoy our great Italian dishes, specialties, and pizza. We also have our family-sized trays and complete family dinners. All with easy call-ahead curbside pickup, or you may order online at DoorDash or Uber Eats for delivery. Call us at 978-646-1111 or visit us on the web, TeresasEatery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Withy with Wicked Bites north of Boston, which is right here every single Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And we're talking restaurants, and they need your help right now. We're talking takeout, pickup, curbside, you name it. We'll have it this Sunday morning at 9 a.m. right here at North Shore 104.9.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Rosenthal. Welcome to the first official day of summer. We say hello to the summer solstice. Boy, oh boy, it's going to be hot. Here is your North Shore 104.9 forecast, serving the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley. Partly to mostly sunny, hot and muggy today, 88 to 93 degrees. Overnight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, low 70s. Tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, hazy, hot and muggy, low 90s, slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm around. Next cold front does not arrive until late Thursday. Forecast being brought to you by John J. Walsh Insurance Agency, with locations in Salem and Rockport, for all your home, auto, and business insurance needs. Offering competitive rates, so call for a quote, 978-745-3300. For local North Shore, 104.9, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shut them books and throw away. Say goodbye to those good days. Put the wagon in your ears. It's summertime.
I prefer the other summertime, the more bluesy one. Yeah, should you have that somewhere, you know. But, you know, the poppy one's okay, I guess, too. And it is almost summertime, right? Isn't it the official first day of summer? Isn't it coming up pretty soon? Tomorrow. Yeah. So, anyway. So, first official day of summer. Father's Day. All kinds of stuff. And I don't know. We have tickets to give away to Cars and Colors. So, if you want tickets to Cars and Colors, why don't you give Jimmy a call at 800-370-1049. Again, it's in Telluride. So you have to go to Telluride in September, but I don't know. It sounds like a pretty amazing event. There's a British concours, there's a motorcycle concours, there's an open class concours. You know, it sounds like they're full speed ahead with what they're going with, and what an amazingly beautiful area. I've only been out to high altitude areas once. I was out to Utah once, and pretty amazing and really interesting place to drive, because it is you're up you know tens of thousands of feet above sea level, and no guardrails. So when you fall off the road, you go a long ways until you come to the bottom. So if you want tickets to Telluride Cars and Colors, and check out the website, it's carsandcolors.com. But if you want tickets, $300 ticket. And if you have a way to get out there, or you want to try to turn your maybe vacation week into a pretty amazing vacation, Cars and Colors is the way to do it. There we go. So are we going to talk to people who want tickets? Okay. All right. Let's say hi. Good morning. You're on the Car Doctor program.
Morning, John. It sounds like a really wonderful opportunity to get out to see that beautiful part of the country and obviously enjoy something that you have an interest in cars. So if it's possible, I really would like to be able to go. Plus, you know, the fact that September, things may be a little bit different, and it would be an opportunity to something to look forward to. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. So
I think it sounds perfect. So Jimmy will write down your name and address, and we'll figure a way to whether Ray sends me the tickets and I send them to you, or I send him your information. And either way, one way or the other, we will get you tickets. And it sounds pretty amazing. You know, if you go, you gotta call us and let us know how beautiful it is. So,
well, I was gonna say if I'll see you there, but all right.
Well, it's kind of funny because you know who knew, you know, first off this was coming up, and who knew everything else was happening in the world. But I get a good amount of vacation time. And I've pretty much got it all. I took a couple weeks already. I took a week 2 weeks ago. And I have a week coming up for the summertime, my Cape Cod week. And then back to Florida at the end of hurricane season, hopefully. And go back down there and chase the iguanas out of the house and geckos and whatever else lives in Florida and out of the little tin house down there. So, as somebody said to me, well, you live a pretty exotic life. Well, I have a nice life, but it's pretty simple. I live pretty simple. I live in a small house and that I've owned for 45 years. So let me do some stuff, and we never had kids. So, you know, that probably helped a little bit too. So,
sure.
Yeah. So anyway, so
John,
we will get you, you
can enjoy and take some time and enjoy the time off that you have. So you've got some options. Like you said, Florida is one of the things now that's been part of your life for a few years. So that's nice.
Yeah. And it seems like it's been part of my wife's life more than mine, though. I don't know why.
Okay.
She spent most of the winter there, so she had a really good time. So, and our neighbors sort of adopted her, so she was able to do that. So anyway, we need to take another break. My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. If you want tickets to Cars and Colors, give us a call at 1-800-370-1049. If you have a question about your car or a question about anything automotive, give us a call, same number, 1-800-370-1049. We'll be right back.
Bill Pickles here from Aubuchon Hardware in Ipswich, where you will find everything you need for the summer season, from lawnmowers to gardening supplies, grills and grilling accessories to patio furniture, and so much more. Whether you're working on projects around the yard or just kicking back to relax with your family, we hope to provide you with a safe and convenient shopping experience when you visit us here on County Road in Ipswich or on Enon Street in Beverly. Aubuchon Hardware will fix you right up.
Edible arrangements. Father's Day is coming up, and as a dad, I love chocolate-covered strawberries. And not only for dads, it's a great gift for grads. It's Grads and Dads Weekend at Edible Arrangements of the North Shore. If you place your order in advance at 978-536-7010, it's free delivery on Father's Day up until 3 p.m. EdibleArrangements.com, 978-536-7010. And there's nothing better than the gift of fruit, especially dipped in chocolate. Edible Arrangements.
Well, AAA is not dipped in chocolate, but AAA will put you first and get you safely back on the road with 24-hour day, 7-day a week, 365-day-a-year roadside coverage. For a limited time, new members can join with two drivers for as low as $44. Visit AAA.com/join.
Gloucester's Azurian Restaurant is thrilled to welcome you back with beautiful outside seating. Open every day from 11:30 to 8:30, Azurian is the king of seafood, and their menu includes flavorful steaks, chicken, pork, and healthy Mediterranean entrees. Azurian's cocktails and selection of beers and wines will make your Azurian experience complete. Takeout is still available for call-ahead orders. Outside seating reservations are accepted but not required. Visit Azurian online at AzurianRestaurant.com.
At Gibley's Menswear, we shop the world to find the finest brands, fabrics, and designs. It's our goal to make you look and feel your best. Our team has years of experience to help you find the perfect outfit for work and play. Our amazing tailors will fit that Italian suit, shorten sleeves on a shirt, or even a pair of jeans for the right fit. And when the shopping is over, relax at our cappuccino bar while your alterations are made. Gibley's Menswear. Come in once, you'll be a customer for life.
Come in for Ghibli's Father's Day sale. 25 to 50% off select items.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
And welcome back to the Car Doc program. We have a few minutes left. If you'd like to call us, 1-800-370-1049. If you like tickets to Cars and Colors, you can call and talk to Jimmy. He'll take your name down. He'll send me an email. I'll send, you know, so the whole COVID thing keeps us all separated. Jimmy prefers me not in the studio anyway. I know that. But actually, my wife prefers me not at home. So it's must be something about me. Well, here's something sort of interesting. Venezuela, where I thought gasoline was just about free, Venezuelans have been modifying their cars to run on propane because of frequent fuel shortages that have led to day-long supplies of gasoline, according to a report from Reuters. The practice is illegal and dangerous. It's been linked to at least one explosion. And experts say prolonged exposure to propane is a health risk. I guess, but, you know, isn't that what your barbecue grill runs on? But some citizens of the South American country say they have little choice at the time when nearly all refiners have shut down. There's no fuel in Venezuela, and I had to set my car up like this, says one person, to be able to work and bring home my daily bread. Gasoline was nearly free to Venezuelans who wait in line. But it's been so if you wait in line because there's shortages, it's free or almost free. I think it's like 11 cents or something. But if you buy it on the black market, it's $11 a gallon. So Alfredo Gonzalez used a kitchen faucet and other items to fit a pickup with a propane cylinder. Those who made such alterations have to be vigilant to keep the police from impounding their vehicles. We're working like smugglers, he says. The police persecution is really heavy. They say it's dangerous. Well, they showed a picture of something, and I guess it's a pickup truck, and there's a propane gas cylinder tucked underneath the car, like where the spare tire holder would go. That does not seem like a good place to stick a propane cylinder. Just saying. So, but, you know, people try different things. Hey, there was a pretty significant recall to some Jeeps. And the best place always to find out about recall information is if you go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. You can find out some information. But 2014 to 2017, Jeep Cherokees were recalled. So if you own a 2014 to 2017 Jeep Cherokee, the new NHTSA website, the safercar.gov website, you can put in your vehicle identification number in that, and it'll tell you whether your specific car is affected by the recall and if there's any open recalls that have not been performed to your car. So the old Volkswagen that we bought, I put in the vehicle identification number just to see whether there's some recalls that the previous owner maybe didn't have done. And in fact, they're all completed and done. Yesterday, you know, we were talking about Ford and Mustang earlier. Yesterday, I was talking about I was on a webinar with some Ford people about all the new battery electric vehicles that are coming from Ford. and some of the hybrids, like the Hybrid Explorer and the Hybrid Navigator. And those are going to be pretty potent engines. But the batteries are actually cooled, and the motors are actually cooled with engine coolant, and of a sort of a glycol based coolant. And one of the questions that I asked was how long the coolant lasts. And it's a lifetime coolant. They said it should, you know, at least 200,000 miles, which I hope the cars last longer than that. But the other question I asked, which I'm always concerned about electric cars, is how long can you let them sit without them being recharged? So if you just shut an electric car off and the battery starts to degrade or go dead over time, how long will that battery last? And they said pretty much all the batteries should last about 6 months or so without any real issues. So there you go. Hey, if you want tickets to Cars and Colors, you can always email me. My email is jpaul@aaanortheast.com. But that music means we need to get out of here for the next program coming up. So until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt, drive safely, be good to your car, wash your hands, and happy Father's Day, and welcome to summer. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
North Shore 104.9 WBOQ Gloucester, and streaming worldwide on the North Shore 104.9 app.